Back to our geoquiz now. We're looking for an island in the Ionian Sea off the west coast of Greece. There's a resort there where you might need a little extra sunblock. Samantha Taylor runs the Vasiliki Naturist Club. Samantha, what is the answer to our quiz?
The answer is the island of Kefalonia.
Which is where you are right now. What kind of day is it there?
It's now 6:30 in the evening, and the sun is still shining out there, and it's about 30 degrees in the sunshine with not a drop of wind at the moment.
30 degrees or about 86 degrees Fahrenheit, which sounds darn nice. Now, there is a particular idea behind your resort. Tourists come because of or in spite of your policy on clothing?
Because of the policy on clothing. The idea is people come here to swim, sunbathe with no clothes on. Which is the best way to enjoy the sunshine. You get no white bits.
You get no white bits. Now, without getting too graphic, but just a little bit, what's around you now?
I can see right down to a staircase that goes down to our pool area. People just relaxing by the pool. There's a pool bar there offering drinks and snacks, and there's a hot tub for when the nights get a bit cooler. And other than that, there's nothing. There's no sound other than the birds. It's pure peace and tranquility.
Is everybody naked?
Yes, absolutely.
Do they have to be?
No, they don't have to be. We would not allow people to come and stay if they had no intention to be naked, though, because that would be unfair to everybody else. But it is, in a way, I suppose, clothing optional. People will choose to sunbathe and swim naked. If they choose to put a sarong around them while they eat, that's fine. If they choose not to, that's fine as well.
How old is the average visitor there?
We get a complete mix, all the way from people in their 80s down to people similar ages to myself in their 20s and 30s.
Do you have any idea why somebody in their 80s would be drawn to a place like that? Is there something that maybe happens with age where one likes the idea of becoming an exhibitionist more than they might when they're younger?
It's not about exhibitionism. It's purely about the sunbathing and the swimming in the nude. You don't go naked to make people look at you. In fact, the opposite. People would choose to come naked here because people won't look at them. They won't pay any attention to the fact they're naked. They're just another person. Having no clothes on means you make zero assumptions about a person and their social status. Everybody's just accepted for who they are.
I know that we would all love it to be that way, where you don't make assumptions when you're looking at somebody who's naked because everybody's kind of the same. But does it really work that way?
It does, because you will find that you'll get someone here who is a lawyer talking to the school teacher. They could come from any walk of life and you won't know it because they're not wearing a smart suit, a Rolex watch, highly shined shoes or anything like that. You can't make any assumptions about anybody. And therefore, it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. It's very social. Everybody is very polite. As they walk to their sun chairs, they'll say good morning.
This is such a cheap question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Are you serious?
I am serious, but that's because you just caught me getting out of the shower.
So you don't feel like you need to set the tone for the guests you're going to...
We're actually all in 15 minutes' time going to be heading out to a local taverna together, all of us dressed. When they leave the boundaries of the resort, they have to dress, yes.
Samantha Taylor manages the Vasiliki Naturist Club on the Greek island of Kefalonia, which happens to be the answer to our geo quiz. Thanks again, Samantha.
No problems.